Sing Out magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD The Shortest Day by master fiddler Kenny Jackson. We heard the 9th of October, a tune written by Kenny. The Shortest Day is on Crow Hill Records. It's been one of the warmest summers on record up here in the Northeast. The change to autumn weather will be most welcome. The fall is my favorite time of the year. It takes so long to arrive and then stays for only a few short weeks before winter pushes it aside with ice and snow and frigid temperatures. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we'll hear some of my favorite music in honor of the autumnal equinox, which arrived on September 23rd. We'll open the program with Jay Unger and Molly Mason and Bound for Another Harvest Home from their CD, Harvest Home, on Angel Records. Songs for Autumn on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
When spring lights up the prairie in a thousand shades of green, the farmer gently wakes the earth from its dark and ancient dreams. Each seed holds a perfect plan in harmony with earth and man, and they're bound for another harvest home. Bound for another harvest home. We'll dance to changing rhythms as the seasons come and go. Each seed holds a perfect plan in harmony with earth and man, and they're bound for another harvest home. On a blazing summer afternoon, the farmer bows and bends among the rows that run forever. His precious crop he tends. The fruits of all his labor here will feed his children through the year, till they're bound for another harvest home. Bound for another harvest home. We'll dance to changing rhythms as the seasons come and go. All our labor here will feed our children through the years till they're bound. the whole family in the field, where they'll work all night by full moonlight to gather in the yield. But soon a time will come to rest and know that man and earth are blessed, and they're bound for another harvest home. Bound for another harvest home. We dance to changing rhythms as the seasons come and go. Soon a time will come to rest and know that man and earth are blessed, and they're bound for another harvest home.
Cloud pillars clinging like vines to the sky. Don't cry. We'll walk down the meadow with sunrise inside. So dry your eyes. The winds of all kingdoms meet where we stand. People cast off their old clothes. Goodbye. Everything's sleeping as winter draws near. So close your eyes. The mists of all twilight lights dance close at hand. The rust-colored river is now slowing down, going dry. Harvest has lifted the crown from the ground, but don't you cry. The song of the seasons brings life to the land.
party's over. The days are growing shorter. The leaves are coming down. Nothing can compare with the sweetness of October. Come on, girls, let's up and go to town. When we were young and tender, we were taught to be mindful, to watch our steps and mend our ways, live within the pale. But when I look behind me, I think we are no wiser. We find ourselves the stars of our own cautionary tale. Come on, girls, let's go to town before the party's over. The days are growing shorter, the leaves are coming down. Nothing can compare with the sweetness of October. Come on, girls, let's up and go to town. Standing in the stony road of all our disappointments, we see the chances that we've lost, love that didn't stay. Since we cannot change it, there is no point in grieving. The past is on the bonfire now, so let it burn away. Come on, girls, let's go to town before the party's over. The days are growing shorter, the leaves are coming down. Nothing can compare with the sweetness of October. Come on, girls, let's up and go to town. Of holy things that deep within us lay. Drink the wine before it's gone, be closer to the music. Our hearts will get lighter as we sing till break of day. Come on, girls, let's go to town before the party's over. The days are growing shorter, the leaves are coming down. Nothing can compare with the sweetness of October. Come on, girls, let's up and go to town.
Listening to music in honor of the autumnal equinox. We just heard from Kitty Donahoe from her recording Northern Border and Come On Girls, that's on Roheen Records. And before that, in my area of eastern Pennsylvania, the autumn season means the apple harvest. We heard the apple press and the apple cart from Tim O'Brien's recording Two Journeys, featuring among other folks on there, Kevin Burke on the fiddle and Patty Keenan on the pipes. That's on Howdy Skies Records. And before that, from one of my very favorite Bruce Cockburn recordings, Sunwheel Dance, we heard Fall. That's been reissued a number of times. The copy I have is on Columbia Records. And we let off that set with Bound for Another Harvest Home from Jay Unger and Molly Mason. And they're recording Harvest Home on Angel Records. Well, to me, the fall means football. I'm an avid college football fan. And Andy Griffith, early in his career, recorded a couple of comedy albums, and this was a track from one of them. It's called What It Was Football. Here's Andy Griffith on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
It was back last October, I believe it was. We was going to hold a tent service off at this college town, and we got there about dinner time on Saturday. And different ones of us thought that we ought to get us a mouthful to eat before that we set up the tent. And so we got off of the truck and followed this little bunch of people through this small little bitty patch of woods there. And we come up on a big sign. It says, get something to eat here. And I went up and got me two hot dogs and a big orange drink. And before that I could take every mouthful of that food, this whole raft of people come up around me and got me to where I couldn't eat nothing, up like, and I dropped my big orange drink. I did. Well, friends, they commenced to move, and they want so much that I could do but move with them. Well, we commenced to go through all kinds of doors and gates and I don't know what all, and I looked up over one of them, and it says North Gate. And we kept on going through there, and pretty soon we come up on a young boy. And he says, "Ticket, please." And I says, "Friend, I don't have a ticket. I don't even know where it is that I'm going." I did. Well, he says, "Come out as quick as you can." And I says, "I'll do her. I'll turn right around the first chance I get." Well, we kept on moving through there. And pretty soon, everybody got where it was that they was a-going, because they parted, and I could see pretty good. I could. And what I seen was this whole raft of people a-setting on these two banks and a-looking at one another across this pretty little green cow pasture. Well, they was. And somebody had tuck and drawed white lines all over it and drove posties in it, and I don't know what all. And I looked down there, and I seen five or six convicts a-running up and down and a-blowing whistles. They was. And then I looked down there, and I seen these pretty girls a-wearing these little bitty short dresses and a-dancing around. And so I sat down and thought I'd see what it was that was going to happen. I did. And about the time I got set down good, I looked down there and I seen 30 or 40 men come running out of one end of a great big outhouse down there. They did. And everybody where I was a-setting got up and hollered. And about that time, 30 or 40 come running out of the other end of that outhouse, and the other bank full, they got up and hollered. And I asked this fellow that was besetting beside of me, I says, "Friend, what is it that they're a-hollering for?" Well, he whopped me on the back and he says, "Buddy, have a drink." Well, I says, "I believe I will have another big orange." And I got it and sat back down. And when I got down there again, I seen that them men had got in two little bitty bunches down there. They had rail close together. And they voted. They did. They voted and elected one man apiece. And them two men come out in the middle of that cow pasture and shook hands like they hadn't seen one another in a long time. And then a convict come over to where they was a-standing, and he took out a quarter, and they commenced to odd man right there. They did. Well, after a while, I seen what it was that there's odd manning for. It was that both bunches full of them men wanted this funny-looking little pumpkin to play with. They did, and I know, friends, that they couldn't eat it because they kicked it the whole evening and it never busted. But anyhow, what I was a-telling was that both bunches full wanted that thing. And one bunch got it, and it made the other bunch just as mad as they could be. And, friends, I seen that evening the awfulest fight that I have ever seen in my life. I did. They would run at one another and kick one another and throw one another down and stomp on one another and grind their feet in one another and I don't know what all. And just as fast as one of them would get hurt, they'd tote him off and run another on. Well, they'd done that as long as I sat there. But pretty soon, this boy that had said, "Ticket, please," he come up to me and he says, "Friends, you're going to have to leave because it is that you don't have a ticket." And I says, "Well, all right." And I got up and left. And I don't know, friends, to this day what it was that there's a-doing down there, but I have studied about it. And I think that it's some kindly of a contest where they see which bunchful of them men can take that pumpkin and run from one end of that cow pasture to the other without either getting knocked down or stepping in something.
Mm-hmm. makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Up in the morning before the sun, I don't get home until the day is done. My pick sack's heavy and my shoulder's sore, but I'll be back tomorrow to pick some more. Hey ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Start at the bottom and you pick them from the ground, and you pick that tree clean all the way around. Then you set up your ladder and you climb up high, and you're looking through the leaves at the clear blue sky. Hey ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Three-legged ladders, wobbly as hell, reaching for an apple, whoops, almost fell. 20-pound sack hanging round my neck, and there's two more apples that I can't quite get. Hey-ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey-ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Mind if you sing this song about 100 times. Hey ho, you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Hey ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1539. And remember, we're also on iTunes. This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Kenny Jackson's new recording, The Shortest Day, and we heard one of his tunes, The Wind on Crow Hill. It's on Crow Hill Records from Kenny Jackson. And before that, we heard from Michael Cooney from his classic recording from back in 1968, The Cheese Stands Alone, and we heard Apple Pickers Reel. That's on Folk Legacy Records. And before that, we heard from John Reichman and the Jaybirds from their recording The Road West. And we heard a tune, In the Fall. That's on Corvus Records. And we led off that set with a recording called The Wit and Wisdom of Andy Griffith. And we heard What It Was Football. That's on EMI Capitol Music. You're listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. We are celebrating fall. And one of the classic fall tunes is Urge for Going. Here's Tom Rush, recorded at his 50th anniversary concert back in 2012, and Urge for Going on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I woke up today and found the frost perched on the town. It hovered in a frozen sky and gobbled summer down. And when the sun turns traitor cold and shivering trees are standing in a naked row, I get the urge for going, and I never seem to go. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown and summertime is a falling down. Winter closing in. And I had a girl in summertime with summer colored skin. And not another man. Darling's heart could win. And when the leaves fell trembling down and bully winds did rub their faces in the snow, she got the urge for gold, and I had to let her go. And she got the urge for gold when the meadow grass was turning brown and summertime was a falling down, winter closing in. Warriors of winter give a cold triumphant shout, and all that stays is dying, and all that lives is getting out. You see the geese in chevron flight flapping and a-racing on for the snow. They've got the urge for gold, they've got the wings to go, and they get the urge for gold when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is a falling, winter closing in. But I'll ply the fire with kindling and pull the blankets to my chin, and I'll lock the vagrant winter out, bolt my wandering in. I'd like to call back summertime and have her stay for just another month or so. She you got the urge for gold. And I guess you'll have to go. And she gets the urge for gold when the meadow grass is turning brown and all her empires are falling down. Winter closing in. And I get the urge for gold when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is a falling down.
I tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled their hair, they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3, now please won't you tell me who is she? Albert Mooney says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for her. Knock on the door and ring on the bell, saying, oh, my true love, are you well? Out she comes as white as a rose, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Old Jenny Murray says she'll die if she doesn't get the fellow with the roving eye. I tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair, they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3, now please won't you tell me who is she? Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high, let the snow come tumbling from the sky. She's as nice as apple pie, she'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her ma when she goes home. Let them all come as they will, for it's Albert Mooney she loves still. I tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair, they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3, now please won't you tell me who is she?
That was the All Day Breakfast String Band from their recording Shanghai and a tune called Rosie in the Leaves. They're from up in Montreal, the All Day Breakfast String Band. And before that, autumn for children means going back to school and also a time of social adjustment. We heard I Tell Me Ma from Regina Delaney and the great collection I use a lot in seasonal programs, Songs of the Season, Family and Community Traditions in New Hampshire, from the New Hampshire State Council on the Arts. And before that, we heard from the late Jim Taylor in his recording One October Morn, and we heard the title track, Let's Unpearl May Music. And before that, we let off with Tom Rush and his recording Celebrates 50 Years of Music on Appleseed Records, and we heard Urge for Going. We're celebrating fall on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we'll lead off this last set with Cindy Callett and Gray Larson. and Robin Williamson's wonderful song, October Song, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Neon bright, The evening sky is all aglow with this October light. We sit together in the swing, our faces to the west, and talk of what tomorrow brings and what today has left. We trace the dimming day as dusk fades to night, so we don't miss a single ray on this October light. Shadows eulogize. The sun flings southward in the sky, 'cause there ain't no saving daylight when the tenth month comes around. September memories take flight as heaven's lamp turns down. So we feast on eventide, 'cause November's chilling bite is waiting on the other side of this October light. The evening sky is all aglow in this October light. We don't want to miss a single ray on this October light.
That was Robin and Linda Williams from their recording Deeper Waters and October Light, that's on Red House Records. And before that, we heard from Cindy Callett and Gray Larson, an October song, Robin Williamson's great tune, from their recording Cross the Water. Cindy Callett and Gray Larson, that's on Sleepy Creek Records. Hope you've enjoyed our program celebrating the autumnal equinox. If you get a chance, get out there this fall and walk around a little bit, maybe ride a bike, go up into the mountains, and enjoy this very short and fleeting season. It comes and goes so quickly. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1539.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing I'd sing out of love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer